One of the things that a lot of us learn at a young age isn't the most complicated thing to do, but it isn't always the easiest to keep up with in our busy day-to-day adult lives. Eating fruits and vegetables doesn't have to be hard. Balance of Nature's produce is powdered after an advanced vacuum cold process, which stabilizes the maximum nutrient content. After, they are put into all natural vegan capsules, so you can take your daily fruits and vegetables in just a few seconds. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.
Breaking news. The feds have investigated themselves and cleared themselves of any wrongdoing. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
News is news. It's all going to be exactly the same. So what makes this one different than that one? Well,
have you ever seen that video where it shows local news people? I'll send it to Jamie. It's local news people all saying like the exact same thing. It's really weird.
No.
It's one of those things where you go like, I kind of knew that this happened, but to see it happen so blatantly.
Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about
this is scary.
Yes.
This is the scariest.
Well, that's propaganda. I mean, this is they're trying to bend a narrative in a very specific way for everybody. And they're warning you about something that's a legitimate concern, the false information. But they're also spreading it all the time. So it's like what they're saying is nonsense. What they're saying is they don't want to relinquish control of what the news is and what information is to the internet, to independent news sources and all these people that are investigating on very uncomfortable but probably likely facts.
Experts are using this week to raise awareness and show the importance of knowing the facts as you are scrolling, tapping, and clicking through websites and social media.
So we have a few phrases that if you see these phrases online, you should just take a minute before sharing that information. So we call it like take a pause.
Those red flag phrases are let that sink in, the media won't report this, make this go viral, do your own research, and there are no coincidences.
When you see some of those phrases that are just like triggering you to like, somebody's trying to hide information and I need to make sure everybody has this information, things like that should trigger you.
Totally. I, when I hear those phrases, the first thing that I think of, honestly, is the fact that I could go to my news and I could hear this.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about troubleshooting
I need to question the phrases that they gave me because, you know, the media tells the truth. So how dare you really react to something when they say the media won't report it? Because we all know that, my gosh, you've got
this is scary. Yeah. This is
the answer. Huh.
Works for them.
Right. So the phrase, it's not a coincidence. Well, I'm not a coincidence theorist, so I don't think there are coincidences, clearly. And the media won't report it. There's just so many things the media doesn't report. As you know, obviously, we do a show every day about what the media doesn't report. Interesting.
That is so funny.
Did you love those phrases?
I do.
Wasn't that great?
Because I thought those are phrases of actual integrity to say, do your own research. I mean,
take a pause. If you hear these things.
Take a pause. I can go to Google Scholar and look at 100 million different articles. 100 million on Google Scholar. I can look up scientific studies from all these journals.
And these are the phrases again. Here we go.
So we have a few phrases.
A few phrases.
If you see these phrases online,
take a pause.
You should just take a minute before sharing that information. So
question
we call it.
It
like, take a pause.
Those red flag phrases are, let that sink in. The media won't report this. Make this go viral. Do your own research.
Yeah,
and there
heaven
are
forbid.
No coincidences.
Heaven forbid somebody be told to do their own research. No. You should just be listening to what, you know, these guys have to say.
So
right?
It's like,
these guys, sorry.
This is scary.
Yeah,
this
scripted
is the scariest.
News.
Well, that's propaganda.
In its best form.
I mean, this is,
scripted news. You should just listen to that. By the way, that was Joe Rogan and Howie Mandel. Howie Mandel had never seen that clip where all the news was talking in unison for their scripted stories that make it look like they're local, but they're not. And of course, that was a news clip that talking about the phrases you should say. Do your own research is a phrase you are supposed to stay away from. I just don't know what to tell you.
That makes no sense.
They are afraid of you doing your own research.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yes, an informed citizen. Isn't that...
Yeah,
we're supposed to be informed.
The only phrase I have a problem with Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan was speaking the truth, and I cut some of it out from the previous hour that we played that in, but he said, it's a legitimate concern of the media, misinformation. No, it isn't. People can decide on their own what is legitimate and what isn't. So there's your little piece of disinfo. It's, we can all agree that the media should be very concerned about this. And then he talked about the way they were doing it, which was accurate in the way that he described. They don't really have a right to do it the way they're doing it. But the phrase, a legitimate concern, that's where the disinfo is planted, right there.
Well, what's funny is inside each media organization, accuracy should be a legitimate concern because they're paying people to get it right inside unless they have a political narrative, unless they're being funded.
Right. But they weren't talking about their own accuracy.
No, they weren't.
They were talking about everyone else's misinformation. So then they were like, he said they have a legitimate concern over everyone else giving you misinformation. So they have to step up to the plate.
Yes.
That's your little piece of disinfo.
That people will hear things that may not be true.
Yeah. Because people can think on their own. And when they get misinformation, as they classify it, people can understand what they're getting. We're not stupid. And we can actually figure it out.
Right.
We don't need them to do the thinking for us because obviously then you get this. That's your thinking mechanism. They think they've got it. Media thinks they've got it. Newspapers, local, you know, like every kind of media you can imagine all comes from the same place, AP and Reuters. Okay, so talk about fact checkers, Susan.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there is a fantastic site on Matt Taibbi's site. And it is called Report on the Censorship Industrial Complex, the top 50 organizations to know. And you think the top 50 organizations? Right. So when you think of a wave and you think, oh, it was a big wave, and you think maybe it was a 10-foot wave, this is like those 100-foot waves off the coast of Portugal. This is a massive effort. And but why? It's because we have switched from the military-industrial complex over to the media military industrial complex. Right. They see it as part of a war effort. Now, they say it's part of war around, you know, with all our enemies. But here is a quote. Let me just read this by Mac Thornberry, House Armed Service Committee in 2017. He said, Americans are used to thinking of a binary state of either war or peace. That's the way our organization's doctrines and approach are geared. But he said, other countries think of it differently, so we need to essentially think of it differently, too. But he said, whether it is contributing to foreign political parties, targeted assassinations of opponents, infiltrating non-uniform personnel, such as the Little Green Men, traditional media and social media, influence operation, all of these tactics and more are used to advance their national interests and most often to damage American national interests. He's implying they do it. We should, too. However, we are already doing it. So it is basically the justification for the existence of all this censorship industrial complex as a war effort. It's just the military industrial complex reborn for the hybrid media information age. And so they have things, it says, this author said, they suggest we must rethink old concepts and rights and give ourselves over to new surveillance techniques like toxicity monitoring. So if you say something that they don't agree with, that's toxicity monitoring, not surveillance. Toxicity.
They're doing you a favor.
Yes.
Thanks you for could making be, me less toxic.
You could be poisoned and you don't know it.
I super appreciate it.
Yes, yes. Replace the musty old free press with editors claiming a nose for news with a newsworthy claim extraction. Newsworthy claim extraction.
Really?
That's how choosing what they're going to report on. So stuff like people are being injured by these vaccines, not newsworthy. See how that
not
works?
Newsworthy.
Yes. And online.
It's not worthy of being talked about. You know those shots we told you to get for 3 solid years and kind of lied to you and never retracted anything we ever said about them because we knew they were untested, but we didn't care. Yeah, we don't care about actually making sure that you realize there's a problem.
No,
it's unworthy.
And, no, it's just unworthy. And they need to, they're pushing them towards construction of alternative messages. So they're, we know they massage the narrative, right? So they came up with this 50. I was astonished. Like it blew my mind. And they did a fantastic job in the article because they put in who they are, who is funding them, and what they're selling, and I love this part, the gibberish verbiage. So, example, Information Futures Lab at Brown University used to be called First Draft, and it's a university institute inside the School of Public Health to combat misinformation. So at a university inside the public health department is a group designed to debunk. And actually what they say is the most accessible inoculation technique is pre-bunking. Pre-bunking. The process of debunking lies, tactics, and source before they strike.
They're so scared.
It's in the College of Public Health at a university. Yes, and information warfare. Yes. Oh, but who was funding them? It was funded by originally Craig Newmark. So does that sound familiar? Craigslist. Craig Newmark, Rockefeller, the National Science Foundation, Facebook, Ford Foundation, Google, Knight Foundation, Wellcome Trust. Oh, Open Society Foundation, Soros. Funding for the IFL includes the Rockefeller Foundation for, quote, building vaccine demand initiative.
Demand.
Building vaccine demand.
Because if there was actually a pandemic going, you'd want the shot yourself. You'd go run and go get it. But you've got to create a demand for
it. A demand initiative. It has its own initiative. So you can see how insidious this is. It has stretched its tentacles inside schools of public health, right?
Right.
Here is another one, Medin, and it has its... It was part of Britain's now disgraced behavioral insights team, or nudge unit, nudge getting people to do things they didn't want to do. And widespread public and private funding, including Twitter, Facebook, Google, National Science Foundation, and the Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency. And so I love the, so they said, what is their message? Our work shows that there are far more matches between tip line content and public group messages on WhatsApp than between public group messages and either published fact checks or open social media content. This is their gibberish that they put out. It's considered by this report as gibberish. It exemplifies the NGO to Stasi stylistic shift. The NGO to Stasi. Oh, my gosh. So now we go over to the Public Goods Project. This is number four. And I had to laugh because they characteristic worldview quote. They said this about themselves. Think of us as the BuzzFeed of public health.
That makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
The BuzzFeed was a joke.
Yeah.
Even by the left, BuzzFeed was a joke.
That's not your gold standard.
No.
My brain's going to implode.
And so in each of these categories, under each of these titles, it has what Twitter said about their influence over Twitter. But it is closely connected to Twitter, UNICEF, Kaiser Permanente, and Brown School of Public Health. So, but here's one of my favorites, Graphica. It was hired by the Senate Intelligence Committee. So we'll see what they were up to.
We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. It's insane. Be right back. More with Susan Reed when we come back.
And God bless America.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Golden grand piano, my beauty focus, E-O-U. Ooh, you, ooh, I leave it all.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I sure hope you enjoy Chaffee. I hope you're getting this right now. Code word Kate, CHOFFY.com. CHOFFY.com. I had a cup this morning. It is amazing. In fact, for people that want to get off of coffee, I would imagine this would be for you. I don't like the taste of coffee, actually, and I don't drink it. And Chaffee is amazing because it's a roasted chocolate bean, but it also kind of reflects that same sort of taste of coffee, but it's better, and it's better for you, and it's full of antioxidants and blueberry. I mean, it's like eating two cups of blueberries when you drink a cup. So why not do something healthier for your body? If you're wanting it for the caffeine and the digestion and everything else, this can do the same things without the stomach acid and all the problems of coffee. So my gosh, what a great thing. And I'm loving this. You can put a little cream in it. It's amazing. Plus, you're getting all those antioxidants from the source of that dark chocolate bean. Who would have thought roasting dark chocolate beans would have tasted so good? But it is amazing. I'm going to get Milty hooked on it. Anyway, I'm just telling you, I want you to try it too. It is so yummy.
I love chocolate.
I am serious. It is so good. It's got that hint of a chocolate taste. It's just amazing. You guys will love this. It's healthy. And even the oldest living, the first heart recipient, the newest,
heart transplant.
Thank you. Got the first one. Drinks it because it doesn't do what coffee does to you. It has a whole different delivery system. It doesn't drop you with the caffeine. It doesn't drop you at a certain point. That's why people drink multiple cups, you know, throughout the day and stuff. This doesn't have that reaction. It is amazing. You guys will love it. Go to Chaffee and read more. CHOFFY.com. And then also use the code word Kate and get a great deal. Okay, Susan, you have a minute and a half. Tease us for the next.
I just wanted to mention when you played that clip about there are no coincidences. So if somebody says, you know, don't think there's no coincidences.
Yeah.
When you watch crime shows, you have detectives who say, I don't believe in coincidences. There's something here.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
what detectives
exactly.
are taught in crime.
You're right. Every court case is about that.
Absolutely.
You're putting pieces together. I mean, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I love it when they say, oh, I didn't commit the crime, but I was Googling how to
dispose of my wife.
Yes.
But no, that's not a coincidence. You know what I mean?
Yes. You're Kaylee right. Anthony. Yeah. Remember her daughter
right.
disappeared. Oh, she was Googling chloroform.
She was guilty as sin.
Google. Googling how to make homemade chloroform. Oh, she it's was a coincidence. Lori Vallow.
Yep.
No, yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. And so for them to say that we think, oh, there's a coincidence here that, you know, yeah. we don't believe in coincidence.
So if you see the phrase, you know, it's a coincidence, no coincidence, be alarmed. Take a break. Take a breath. Don't look into it. I mean, can you even? I had to play that clip because you're just astounded that they could actually say that. If somebody tells you to do your own research, don't. Just take a breath and don't do it. It's so harmful.
I'm oh my
like,
gosh.
What are you talking about?
How about we care?
Don't think.
We care.
You know what? They might as well have just said, don't think. It really bothers us. Please stop thinking. Just listen to what we have to say in unison, and it's well scripted. You'll love it. Don't think. You know that's what they really wanted to say. Good heavens, they admit those things. It drives me nuts. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. You know, we might have cut off a little early.
Oh,
do you know what? I'm so not used to this still. Like doing this kind
like
of breaks.
It seemed like 5 minutes.
I know. But so we're on.
Okay.
Now we'll go to a break.
Oh.
Now we'll go to a break. I know. You guys, it's just, it's life. What can I say? It's radio. It's live. There's nothing we can do about all my screw-ups. There's
it's a learning
nothing.
Curve.
No, it's a big learning curve. I'm going to go do my own research and you know, not look at coincidences on the break. Okay, now we're going to a break. We're just psyching you out. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
With car prices rising and falling,
call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Nice. Love it. All right. Okay. So, let's go back. So,
oh my goodness.
Okay. Take off.
There is more. So
Susan's with me.
Yes, we are reviewing the 50 censorship organizations in the information censorship industrial complex.
Okay.
So that it's an entire industry that has sprung up using funding from some of the largest corporations in America, and they're actually international organizations. So here is one that gets some of its funding through DARPA. It's called Graphica. And it was interested in the cyber menace that said, you know, the Trump election was influenced by Russia. So, but here is their worldview quote. This is a quote from them that, quote, seeding doubt and uncertainty in authoritative voices leads to a society that finds it too challenging to identify what is true. If you challenge authority, it leads to a society that finds it too challenging to identify what is true. Isn't that the point of challenging the authority?
It would be the point.
Is to get to what is true.
Yes, in a normal world that we don't have. Yes.
Their egos are so inflated. And so some of the funding comes from defense agencies, U.S. Air Force, and DARPA. So there's also the Digital Forensic Research Lab of, oh my goodness, the Atlantic Council. So this is the NATO-aligned think tank, the Atlantic Council, highly influential. And it is, it was a core partner to Stanford's Election Integrity Partnership. So anytime you hear these organizations that say integrity, and they're funded by these huge organizations, you have to question what is going on.
Sure.
But their characteristic worldview on rumors about COVID origins, particularly the disinformation that the virus came from a laboratory. Well, the virus somehow, we know now that it came out of some laboratory. Was it Wuhan? Who funded it? But they say that the cumulative effect of this whole idea about wondering where it came from was to distract U.S. public's attention away from the federal government's disjointed approach to mitigating the virus and point the blame at China. Actually, I kind of agree with that we don't want to just point at China and say they were the sole players, because
well,
I don't think they
didn't get mad that we blamed them. I mean, something's really off about the whole story, actually.
Yes.
A great way to say, we're not doing it. China did it. I mean, I just, the whole thing. Anyway.
I know. So here's another one. Integrity Initiative. Notice how they use these really important sounding things. Institute for Statecraft. This is statecraft.org. Now, that would tell me there is a link. It is linked to England. The funding of was planned for the next year. Anyway, it says, here is their gibberish verbiage. So each one of these has gibberish verbiage. Performance indicators include increased education of the younger generation on disinformation and threats. So it is no surprise that some of these are targeting youth. Right?
Yeah.
That they really want to get inside their heads and inoculate them so that when you say things like, hey, I did do my own research, that they are triggered by that. So those, that clip you played of somebody saying, you know, be careful of somebody who says, I'm doing my own research, that includes family members who you try to approach your young adults.
Yeah.
They are so triggered.
Yeah. No, the mainstream didn't say it. No, the mainstream didn't say it. So whatever you're saying is a crazy thing. I'm only going to listen to mainstream because if it's true, they'll back it up. How many times in the last 3 years have you heard relatives say that? Too many.
I know. Here's one of my favorite ones. It's called New Knowledge AI, rebranded as Yonder AI. They did this report for the Senate Intelligence Committee that said Russians saturated U.S. social media with disinformation, and then it turned out that wasn't true. But guess what? This same organization, it was found, working with a former Obama White House aide, had run an online dirty tricks operation intended to influence the Alabama, the Senate race in Alabama. They did it. They created thousands of fake Russian Twitter followers for candidate Roy Moore. Remember Judge Roy Moore?
Oh, yeah.
They created fake Russian followers so they could blame him and say he was a puppet of Russia. And New Knowledge was paid $100,000 for the Alabama campaign. The operation was funded by LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman. So money changed hands to get online and create fake accounts on Twitter that were pretending to be Russian accounts to discredit Judge Roy Moore. These are the big players. Oh my gosh.
So
well,
yeah.
and to know that if they're saying Russia's influencing something, here we have proof that it is some of these biggest funders who are creating Russian disinformation campaigns.
Yes.
So let's not be naive about this. And it's just like that Joe Rogan clip. Most people are completely naive that this is being done. And what we know about one of the people involved, he's worked on two open source programs for the Defense Partnership Research Agency, DARPA, and he spent time at the NSA. So these are heavy, heavy hitters. Heavy hitters who have been drawn in to now fight facts on the internet.
Right.
And people's opinions on the internet, because you can take a set of facts and come to a conclusion. I can take the same set of facts and come to a different conclusion. And that is my right to think differently, right? They don't want that happening. Well, see, they don't care if you think differently, actually. They don't want you posting, having things go viral. It is very disruptive to their narratives, incredibly disruptive. And one of the organizations that has been fighting this mass formation, the guy from Belgium who talked about how people are getting so warped by all of this, said it really takes less than 5% of the population to stand up and say, wait a minute. Just like in the fairy tale, the emperor has no clothes, where the child says, wait a minute, the emperor has no clothes. It only takes 5% of the people to stand up and push back for things to shift in the other direction. So when we think, oh my gosh, this is too much to stand up to, then we don't understand how great an influence the truth can have. And I've heard Tucker Carlson say this too, that the truth is incredibly powerful. It really, really resonates.
Yeah, yes. You know it. You can't unsee it, can't unfeel it, can't undo it. I mean...
That's right.
I know God lives. I can't unsee that, unknow it, say anything different because I know.
That's right.
And I can't explain how I know. It's like explaining the taste of salt. Can you explain what salt tastes like?
Salty.
No. See, I can't explain it, but I know.
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't. So I highly recommend this document. And one of the things that they talk about in it, and it's called The Report on the Censorship Industrial Complex, The Top 50 Organizations to Know, is that it ties directly in to what has happened with the Mueller report. So the Mueller report, which was examining what happened with the FBI and whether or not, the Durham report. The mm-hmm. Durham, John Durham was a special counsel appointment to look into the handling of the Russia collusion Mueller investigation. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is he came out with this report, 360 pages. Remember that the Mueller investigation had like 59 people attached to it, 40 of which were FBI agents, and Andrew Weissman.
Mm-hmm.
And every time people appeared before Congress and Congress people would be asked things, they'd say, we can't talk about it because it's under investigation. It was a way to hide information that this Russia stuff turns out to be 0% true, and that it was actually a psyop paid for by Hillary to influence the election. And this new report that's come out in the Durham report says exactly that. There were that it was Hillary, but she is not being prosecuted for a crime. It identifies her as having done this
mm-hmm.
and where the money came from, but it does not say we need to prosecute her for a crime.
Interesting.
All the other things that they looked into,
mm-hmm.
and I did the calculations. You have, let's say, 59 people working 40 hours a week for 22 months. You end up with almost a quarter million hours of investigation, and they found out that none of it was true. None of it was true. The Russian hoax, it was a hoax, that he was not in bed with Russia. Why did it take a quarter million hours to figure that out? Because, as it turns out, what else were they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Durham said it was not my job to look at what else they were doing. Because
what is his job?
They were doing other things. They were doing other things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they knew very shortly that they didn't, none of it held up. And there wasn't even enough information to open an investigation in the first place, they discovered. So what in the world were all these professionals doing? So there is a footnote that it just blew my mind. And it says, this footnote says, that for more than the past year, the FBI also embedded personnel at the office who did not work on the special counsel investigation, but whose purpose was to review the results of the investigation and to send in writing summaries of foreign intelligence and counterintelligence information to FBI headquarters and FBI field offices. They were using 28,000 subpoenas and then disseminating information. What does that tell you? They were up to no good. And it's just, it's mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. They contained, these communications between the office and the FBI contained information derived from the investigation. They were going in with subpoenas, hunting mm-hmm. around, these fishing expeditions. Anybody who's watched crime shows on TV, they go, the judges will say, you can't have this. This is just a fishing expedition for this warrant. You have to have proof.
Yeah.
They didn't need proof. They just went in. And then they just started using all this information. So this was one of the biggest, this is turning out to be one of the biggest scandals in American history. That there was nothing there, and it was a way to do a coup d'etat on the presidency of Donald Trump. That was its purpose, and to make sure he wasn't reelected. This was someone who spoke the truth
mm-hmm.
about NATO, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump stood up and said, why do we even have NATO?
Right.
That was against Soviet aggression. Why do we have NATO?
Mm-hmm.
So
he was right to question it.
If the mm-hmm. surveillance state and the defense industrial complex was in charge, they freaked out and said, we cannot have a person in charge who is questioning that. Because isn't it under the banner of NATO that we are sending billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine? It's under our NATO responsibilities. And yet Ukraine isn't a member of NATO.
Yeah.
So this needs to rock the conservative world, and it needs to. So one of the things that popped out was Durham said it wasn't in my purview to look at what they were actually doing with all this extra time. I wasn't ordered to look into that. And you say, well, why didn't our representative say to Durham, why wasn't this part of that?
Right.
Okay, so now they have that this was a fake investigation, that all these things they say they didn't do, that we didn't find this information. They go, well, it was confirmation bias that they didn't look into these things, that, or that they started looking into them without any information. Just confirmation bias. 13 different occasions of confirmation bias. We just wanted to, essentially. But how do we get out of this now? What is supposed to happen with this? And it turns out that there was something really specific that happened. It's called siloing of information, that individual investigations had different pieces of information. And when one would be asked about it, they go, we don't know about that, and we're not supposed to look into it. Do you remember we had the Michael Horowitz investigation?
Yeah.
That was looking into the FBI, and he was the inspector general. And then he looked and said, yeah, there was all these FISA abuses, right? Then we had the Robert Mueller investigation. I'll never remember a family member. After the Mueller investigation.
Never forget.
Never forget. He said to me, I said, well, they didn't find anything. You know, look what happened to the Mueller investigation. Russia wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
He goes, well, Mueller's a drunk. Now, he was completely convinced that they were going to find all these connections to Russia.
Okay.
So when they didn't, he just said, well, Mueller was a drunk. Do you remember Mueller made some very strange appearances? He was mumbling in front of Congress. So the speculation, it was Andrew Weissman, who was his second in charge, who was really in charge.
I haven't heard much about Mueller.
No, you haven't.
Mueller, as we called him.
Mueller. And so they said, we don't know what the origin is of the Trump-Russia. We just can't figure it out.
Interesting.
So now Durham has said, guess what? They didn't even try.
Yeah. I think it's such a distraction. The Durham report, it gets everybody talking about that, about his report that should have been out a long time ago.
They wait and
they
call
wait
it
and they wait till nobody's interested anymore.
That's right.
Right? I mean, everyone's like, yeah, we're going to get him. No, no, that never happens.
Nope.
Not in government. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Make sure and go to MyPillow.com. Right now, Mother's Day and Father's Day gifts, $25. They just put up this promo, $25 instead of $149, down all the way to $25 for the slippers. What a great gift. And you can grab these at MyPillow.com in time for Mother's Day and Father's Day. This is a must. Get on it right now. Make sure you have these slippers because they're amazing. And size up a little bit. Size up one size. You'll love me for this one. So make sure and go for $25. You cannot not get this deal at MyPillow.com right now.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I was just watching Zelensky of Ukraine dance in his boy band in heels and
leather,
his leather black female outfit, and twerking. Anyway, to this song. They did a whole video on it. It's really grotesque to watch four grown men in stilettos. Anyway, that's Zelensky. You know, everyone feels sorry for Zelensky in Ukraine. Doesn't have enough money.
He's been in Vogue.
Yeah.
With his wife.
Yeah. You know what? I'll just say one thing. Kiev Post wrote 5 months after everything started with Russia. Zelensky was meeting in Switzerland. And this was July 4th. So nobody really knew over here because we're all celebrating Independence Day. but they decided they were going to Marshall Plan it, and they were going to decide to get the Marshall Plan funds. They were going to decide that they were going to get billions of dollars for reconstruction. And Kiev Post was, their news outlet was saying, we have some questions about that because they keep naming the city, but the city doesn't look like it's ravaged by anything. Why are they getting money for that city? Like, they kept questioning. And they also said that before he ever went into that meeting, Ukraine was already talking reconstruction. It just so happens Russia was part of it now. So justification. Anyway, I just wanted to say that because I could not believe that Kiev Post was even drawing conclusions that something was wrong with billions of dollars coming in. What was it actually going to? Nobody could figure it out.
Oh, because you're not supposed to question authority.
I know.
It makes it too confusing to question. So right? There's a great article on offguardian.org, mm-hmm. and it's 39 questions about the war in Ukraine, and it's from Russia's Angry Patriot Club. So this is not pro-Russian propaganda. This would come from people who are mm-hmm. Russian saying, why, how did we get dragged into this? How is this even happening? And why is our own military not accountable? But there's some other really good questions too. They're questioning who the people are who've been put at some of the mm-hmm. head mm-hmm. of these things because they see them as corrupt and swindlers. And what was the role of high ranking Russian officials? It says, why for 8 years was Ukraine preparing, but we were not? And we ended up without a sufficient satellite reconnaissance network, without guided bombs. So this, some of this may be true, but I don't know how much information this person has. But what's true about the personnel is really quite astonishing. They had these questions about why, this seems so antithetical to us, why weren't the borders closed so that when there was a draft, thousands of men of fighting age hadn't already left? So when war was announced, all these people left the country, and they're saying, why? Why was that the case? Why are thousands, listen to this question, why are thousands of professional military personnel of the armed forces and professional fighters performing official tasks in Syria, Central African Republic, Mali, Burkina Faso, and so Africa, but while citizens, their own citizens who are just barely trained, being sent to the front in Ukraine? Why is that happening? How come this isn't being fought with the professionals? And maybe that's part of the corruption, where mm-hmm. you are an insider and you say, I don't want to go and fight. And they said, why are the many thousands of contractors, why do they get away with so-called like desertion, mm-hmm. but our soldiers are being executed for desertion or punished for desertion? So another one, think about this in terms of what we're going and facing with immigration in our country. Mm-hmm. Question 15, why in the vast majority only Russians and representatives of other indigenous people of Russia are drafted into the armed forces, while hundreds of thousands of young and healthy, quote, new citizens from countries of Central Asia and the Caucasus are completely spared from military service? So you have to think, what is the point? Is there mm-hmm. a point in having a certain group degraded and not having to engage? So those people, the new citizens, are engaged in laying tiles and trimming trees. And they're saying, wait a minute, something is wrong with this. Now, Russian people have a right to question their government. They have an authoritarian government that does not want to be questioned. Apparently, just like our government.
apparently.
So
don't do your own research.
Yes, whatever you do. Mm-hmm. And they said, what caused the flagship of the Black Sea Fleet, the Moskov, to sink? Why wasn't it being protected? What is going on? These are good questions.
They are good questions.
They should be asked.
Thanks, Susan.
You bet.
Susan Reeve, and joins me every Wednesday. Be back tomorrow. Uncle Milty, Chris Ann Hall join me, and don't miss that. Be faithful, be fearless. We actually really are going off to a break. Sorry, you guys. That was so funny last time. Anyway, I'll cover that mortgage piece about the AP in tomorrow's show, since I forgot to cover it in the show today. All right, you guys, see you tomorrow.
Hey guys, go to the website
look for FIQ Copper. The Recuperate Copper product is amazing. I've been taking it, and I've got blood tests to prove how well I'm doing since I've been taking it. Also, I take the magnesium with it. That's very important, too. So I also take their magnesium. I ordered their whole C, which I absolutely love, and their cod liver oil. If you need thyroid help, that's a wonderful place to start with thyroid naturally. So they have so many wonderful products, but you have to click on the FIQ ad at the bottom of katedalyradio.com, and I hope you do so because you're going to get terrific prices on these products, and I believe in the delivery system of these products. They are amazing. FIQ is off the hook amazing. Try it out.